In this presentation, we would be studying about Gajakesari Yoga and explore its benefits. Gaja means elephant and Kesari is lion. When their strengths combine in the Kendras, that is, when Jupiter sits in the 4th, 7th or 10th house from the moon in a birth chart, the powerful and most auspicious yoga that is created in a Kundali is known as Gajakesari Yoga. Let us now explore the most notable things about the Gajakesari Yoga. One of the most powerful yogas associated with unlimited power and wealth, the actual effects of Gajakesari aren't always auspicious. They vary from different zodiacs. They also depend upon the houses where Jupiter is present and its alignment with many other planets. If Jupiter sits in the enemy house and yet Gajakesari Yoga is formed in the birth chart due to the other planets, the effects of this yoga wouldn't be as powerful as they are when Jupiter is in the right house from the moon. These predictions that were first observed and conveyed to the world by Rishi Parashar can be further elaborated for different zodiac signs, and the predictions are quite interesting too. Let's find out a bit more about the mysterious scenarios. The effects of Gajakesari yogas on different zodiacs. Interested in learning what this yoga in your birth chart has in store for you? If yes, then just look at the guide we have especially made for you. Opportunities for Cancer, Taurus, Aries, Capricorn and Libra. First, Jupiter is the planet that creates the best opportunities for the Cancer zodiac sign, and the moon creates the best opportunities for the Taurus zodiac sign. Second, now the moon and Jupiter can never excel in the same birth chart, ever. Third, Jupiter and moon are actually placed in the 3rd and 11th house from each other in Cancer and Taurus. Fourth, if Jupiter is exalted in Cancer and yet the Gajakesari Yoga occurs, it means that the moon in a birth chart is sitting in Aries, Capricorn, Cancer or Libra. Fifth, in this case, you will experience only one of the benefits of the Gajakesari Yoga. Never both. Either you will excel in your profession or your wealth will increase. Effects of Gajakesari Yoga in dual-natured zodiac signs. We know that there are four dual-natured star signs. First, Gemini. Second, Sagittarius. Third, Virgo. Fourth, Pisces. Gajakesari Yoga in these zodiacs can be formed only if Jupiter and Moon both are present in two dual-natured star signs. If this happens, then these zodiacs will benefit the most. Like, first, you will excel in your career. Second, you will become wealthy. Third, you will earn a lot of name and reputation. Effects of Gajakesari Yoga if Jupiter is in a weak house. Just like only Jupiter or only Moon can be exalted in either Cancer, Taurus, Aries, Capricorn or Libra. Similarly, Gajakesari Yoga can be formed when Jupiter is in its weak house in Capricorn while the Moon is in the Scorpio star sign. Only in such a case, Gajakesari Yoga can be formed in these two star signs. During this yoga, you'll get the benefit of only that planet, that is, in the char sign. The benefits of the other planet will be cancelled. Now that we have explained how Gajakesari Yoga can be formed in a birth chart, let's take you through the general auspicious benefits of this yoga. Four auspicious benefits of the Gajakesari Yoga. Did you know that Jupiter and Moon have different individual benefits of their own? Gajakesari Yoga can offer the benefits of both Jupiter and Moon only if these planets are present in the right houses in a natal chart. If either of the two, Jupiter or Moon, aren't strong yet the Gajakesari Yoga is forming in a Kundali, the person will enjoy the benefit of only one of these planets and not both. In fact, even if Venus or Mercury are in the Kendra from the Moon, the Gajakesari Yoga is a necessary and auspicious one. And now that you know all of this, it's time that you learn about the individual benefits of Jupiter and Moon and then the best four auspicious benefits of Gajakesari Yoga. Benefits of Jupiter. The individual benefits of Jupiter are as follows. First, it is the bearer of luck. Second, Jupiter is the god of fame and good luck. Third, it's also the planet of knowledge. Benefits of the Moon. Moon is the softer planet that bears well when in the right house, aligned with the right planets. Here are some of its benefits. First, Moon reduces stagnation in life and brings mobility. Second, it brings along happiness and prosperity. Four amazing benefits of the Gajakesari Yoga. You'll be amazed at the different ways in which Gajakesari Yoga can be auspicious and prosperous. It brings surplus wealth. The Gajakesari Yoga, when strong, will give you all the riches, luxuries, and comforts of life. You'll have surplus money and you'll own many properties. It will increase your intellect. You will gain more knowledge and your intelligence will increase as well. As a result of which, you will get extremely better at decision making. Thus, Gajakesari Yoga will clear all kinds of confusion and fears from your mind. It will give you a long life. The Gajakesari Yoga is believed to bless you with a long life. And not just a long life, but a long and healthy life. It will also save you from misfortunes and accidents. It will make you a very strong person. All in all, it's quite possible that the luck that you might be experiencing, good or bad, could be the result of Gajakesari Yoga. So don't forget to get your birth chart ready by an astrologer to find out what to expect from the future and how your destiny will shape up this year. Well, this is all for this presentation. Stay tuned for more such exciting presentations on eastohelp.com, your astrology helpline. And don't forget to like and subscribe our YouTube channel for regular updates.